Back on June 3rd, a little over a month and a half ago, we had a trial right here on Evan and Tiki. Sean Morash, who is currently on vacation, doesn't matter. I'm sorry that he's on vacation. Too freaking bad. Show moves on. Sean Morash was placed on trial for crimes against sports humanity. Tommy Lugauer was the lead prosecutor, and he presented his case against Sean. And just to summarize, Tommy's accusations against Sean was that when the Rangers got eliminated on that Saturday night at the hands of the Florida Panthers, Sean, the lead Ranger dog, the lead Ranger guy, who had turned on everybody for being negative, decided to disappear. To quote the prosecution, he did not show up at the podium after the Rangers lost. He deleted his Twitter account.
Right.
He did eventually bring it back, but disappeared for a while.
Was this also the game that he sat in the suite?
No.
No, this was...
This was game six. Game five, he was in the suite.
Yes, this was the clincher. This is when their season ended on that Saturday night.
So you didn't even bring the trial to game five situation.
That is true. That was never a case. I guess there was no crimes committed from one of
those. That was pretty much a crime.
Or
he goes there to save him, and he spends the money to save him,
and then
he esconds to a seat?
That's true.
I mean, come on. That's bad.
All I can say is he was never put on trial for that, so I know nothing. But in this case, he was placed on trial. And if you really want to hear it, and by the way, very highly rated show that day. How was that? Was in the numbers. Clearly, the trial thing works. But if you want to hear it, June 3rd edition of Evan and Tiki, you can always download the podcast for anything you missed. But to summarize, Tiki Barber and myself were the jurors, and we ruled that Sean Morash was guilty of crimes against sports humanity. Okay? And we promised that for whatever reason, July 11th would be the day that we would find out his sentence.
I know why.
Why?
Because it's your birthday.
There's nothing to do with that.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday, yeah.
The most important day in the history of our country.
There were a lot of accusations that had to do with that, but I have no idea. I'm not a part of this, okay? We were just the jury. So, it is time to get the sentencing of Sean Morash. First, here's the audio from June 3rd when we announced that he was guilty. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the state of New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and the state of Florida, Sean Morash is guilty on all 34 counts of crimes against sports humanity. So, he was guilty. Now, I have no idea what his sentencing is. What I've been told is that Ryan Hurley, our boss, the head honcho of WFAN, has written out his sentencing.
Wow, really?
I don't have the document. Tommy does. So, Tommy, can you bring it in and give it to Tiki? Tiki, I guess you have to read this document.
Right.
That's what I've been told. I don't know if it's long or short.
I have not seen it.
You have not seen it. I have no idea. We're going to find out what Sean Morash's sentencing is.
Thank you. From the desk of Ryan Hurley. On the 3rd of June edition of Evan and Tiki's radio program on WFAN, Sean Morash faced charges against Sports Manatee for deleting his Twitter account and escaping the wrath of non-Ranger fans in the minutes and hours after the Rangers' embarrassing six-game series loss to the Florida Panthers. In a fair and just way, Sean was able to defend himself against said charges in a fair and open court trial that took place on June 3rd's show. After all arguments were heard, the jury of Tiki Barber and Evan Roberts ruled that Sean was found guilty on all charges. Today, the 11th of July, we hereby officially sentence Sean to the just punishment he deserves. Because these crimes were against sports manatee, we feel it is only fair that to take something away from him that involves his passionate fandom. So in the calendar year of 2024, Sean has been banned from attending Giants training camp during the special Evan and Tiki broadcast.
Wow.
He will not be able to share a cookie with Kayvon Thibodeau or give Brian Daboll a back massage like he dreams of doing. So let this now be official. Sean Morash McDonald Robinson Morash has been banned from the live broadcast at Giants training camp.
Wow.
Thank you very much. Sincerely, Ryan Hurley.
Wow. Okay. I mean, that's going to hurt him.
Yes.
Like, he loves his Giants, and he loves being a part of the show, and that's a big part of the show.
He's going to freak out, would he?
He's not going to like this.
He's going to freak out.
I mean, I'm letting it digest in my head. I think it's actually a really good, solid decision.
Yeah.
Because It hurts him.
Yes.
It's not permanent. It's one day.
Right. It's not like he's suspended.
Right. It's not like he can't go to a Giant game.
Right. He could just go take another vacation.
Basically, yes. By the way, there's no way he's getting vacation. He's going to have to come in and do work. He's going to have to come in and run the board that day or something like that.
That's a good point.
Like he's going to have to work.
You look gobsmocked over there.
Are you okay? You're the prosecutor. You're like, are you pleased with the sentencing, Tommy?
So, Ryan Hurley, the greatest program director in the history of WFAN, I am all on board with this because it hits Sean two ways. As a fan, we know how much he loves the Giants. He's the biggest Giant fan here, or at least he claims that. And number two, he walks around there like he's, you know, the prom king. And he, you know, like
you mean Quest?
Yeah. And he likes to schmooze up to all the beat reporters like he's a somebody, and he's like a big shot, you know, and talks about his podcast. So it hurts him there too, in his wallet and his fandom. This is the appropriate punishment for the crime.
Yeah, I actually, I got to hand it to Hurley.
I do too, because it hurts, but not in a, it's costing you your job kind of way.
It's a one-day thing.
It's one-day punishment. Honestly. It's exactly what he did. He one day got rid of his Twitter account.
Yeah.
To not face the wrath, or not even the wrath, the mockery of those that are anti-Rangers right now. And so now he gets to miss out on one of the cool events that we do during the summer.
I think that is probably Hurley's best decision.
Yeah.
Maybe his first decision. I mean, or one of his premier decisions. I like it. So to the boss, I congratulate you because I wasn't sure what the hell was coming. I mean,
great start by Hurley.
Yeah. I like that. Nice and, you know, like swift. It took a month and a half. And it's like slapping him across the face.
I mean, you got to put some thought into it.
Yeah. That's a good thought. So Sean's not here right now. I'm sure word will get back to him, and his reaction will be,
make sure you monitor Twitter, because I'm sure there's a reaction on Twitter. I mean, he's not stepping away from work.
He is on vacation. He should
get away.
It's going
to get back to him very quickly.
Very quickly?
Very quickly.
And let it be
somebody has already tweeted at him. Yeah. And I promise you that's already happened.
And let it be a lesson to everybody out there here at the station. Don't ever skip the podium. Mm. That's when you need to be there the most in a loss. Anybody can bang the drums. It's when things are at the worst. Be there.
But you know what? In fairness, to defend basically everybody at this radio station, with the exception of Sean Morash, like, everyone does. Like, I don't remember any example of anybody here disappearing after their team lost. Like, I just don't. I guess it's just not a thing. Like, usually the reaction that a lot of us have, I have it, I certainly know Brandon has it, Sal has it, is that you want to run to a microphone,
yeah,
good or bad.
Right. And sometimes bad is more interesting for your show.
100%. And even if it's like more interesting for your show, sometimes you do it ahead of time, whether it's a podcast, yep, or it's a video, because you have a raw animalistic opinion of what just happened. So I don't think this is a widespread problem at WFAN. I think this is a one-person problem, and hopefully Sean has learned. Like, when your team loses or when something bad happens for your team, you just got to own up to it. Got to talk about it. Look, sometimes the best therapy is just talking about what happened. Don't you think? Yeah. I feel that way sometimes.
I agree. And maybe you get over it quicker.
Maybe. Hmm? Or maybe it just, you know, sticks in your craw.
It's just too painful.
Yes.
You don't want to hear. You don't want to deal. You want to just disappear. You're not allowed to when you work in our industry.
That is true.
Period.
That is right. Tiki just gave you a lesson.